Gold Central Victoria, Mark Cohen walking in Memphis. Well, we might not be walking in Memphis on the home stretch, but we're going to be walking on the wild side because we're going to be talking some fishing.
It's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
At 22 to 6, Shane Stevens joins us. Hey, Shane, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Daniel. Good
style. Oh, look, you know, not too bad. Looking at the weather over the weekend, I'm a little bit concerned, but we might get to that in a few moments' time. Hard to believe that it is the first day of summer, according to the calendar anyway, and Bendigo 15 degrees, Ballarat 11.
I'm working all weekend, Daniel, so it really doesn't worry me that much. But also the weather, first day of summer also, which it's the opening of the Murray Cod fishing season, Daniel. So those guys and girls that are actually heading out there chasing Murray Cod might need to rug up, I would suggest, by what you've just said.
I think so. But you know what? At the end of the day, it might just be 11 degrees or 15 in Bendigo or whatever the case may be, but keep this conversation handy, because when it's 42, 43 degrees, we're going to go, can we go back to that first day of December when it was 15 degrees?
Absolutely. And look, Daniel, the weather to me doesn't really matter too much. It does make a difference with the fish biting, yep. Certainly some species. I know I fished on Monday. I fished in the wind, the rain and the hail, but that didn't seem to perturb the trout. They were still up and about feeding, so it's only us fishermen that it might certainly worry, Daniel. We go from both extremes, as you mentioned, from cold 1 minute to 40 degrees. So I don't know where the happy medium is, but certainly when everyone gets out there this weekend, I'm sure that that'll be the furthest thing from their mind. All they want to do is catch that Murray Cod of a lifetime.
Well, let's talk about the Murray Cod season opening this weekend. It's come round pretty quick when we were talking about, of course, Murray Cod season closing and now it's opening. Gee, as I say, it has gone quick.
Yeah, well, the season closed on the 1st of September and opens up this weekend, as we mentioned, Daniel. So it gives the fish a chance to go through their breeding cycle and all that sort of stuff and have a few months' rest from us anglers. And now we're going to be back into it with gusto. So a good opportunity this weekend to get out there and catch the cod. But when you go out there, make sure that you do abide by the rules and regulations and know what they are. Just looking at my recreational fishing guide at the moment, you can go and pop into Hartley's and pick up one of those, or you can hop online and print out what the rules and regulations are, because they are very, very strict when it comes to Murray Cod. Your minimum size limit is 55 centimetres and your maximum size limit is 75. So you can keep fishing between 55 and 75 centimetres, but that's the only size you can keep them. And in the rivers, it's a bag limit of one, and specified lakes and impoundments, it's a bag limit of two. So I'm sure there'll be lots of fisheries inspectors out there this weekend making sure that people abide by the rules and regulations.
I reckon you might be right there. Just on those, and this is a question without notice, you mentioned about the authorities. What sort of punishment are we looking at if people do the wrong thing? Is it a financial fine? Is it a jail sentence potentially?
Look, I have seen, and Fisheries Victoria do publicise this to make sure that people are deterred from doing the wrong thing. You could be fined and potentially seizure of your car, your boat, all your equipment. So if you're got a really, really nice boat that could be worth, you know, 30, 40, 50,000, and a nice car that tows it, you could finish up losing well over $100,000 worth of gear and equipment if you got caught doing the wrong thing. So I think that's enough deterrent out there for people not to do the wrong thing. So yeah, fisheries, and they certainly will publicise the fact that they've actually caught someone doing the wrong thing.
And you've just been warned. So if someone says, "Oh, you didn't tell us," well, yes, we did. Absolutely. All right.
If you don't do the wrong thing, you're not going to get caught.
That is true, Shane. All right. Now, I don't want a Murray Cod this weekend. We're going to keep them for a couple of weeks. Where else can we catch a fish this weekend?
Yeah. Look, for those that aren't going to go and chase cod, certainly around Ballarat Lake, Wendouree, I don't think you can go anywhere past that. Catching some lovely rainbow trout and brown trout. No, they've been caught on a variety of lures and also mud eyes. I fished on Monday down at a place down in Cobden, a little place called Alingamites, and I got a couple of lovely brown trout around about that 6 pound. But if those want to go and catch a yellow belly, Cairncurrent and also Epilock, they're starting to bite there as well. So there's a couple of places over the weekend that you could want to go and catch a fish. But certainly, if you want to get that last bit of gear and equipment, call into Hartley's tomorrow and pick it up, and they'll certainly give you the tips and where they're actually biting as well.
Sounds like a great idea and a great weekend as well. Don't worry about too much about the weather. Shane, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. We will catch up next week.
Cheers, Daniel. We'll catch you then.